Is it any different for you this week? Last week it was kind of maybe, you know, I might start, but now knowing you're going to start.
To be honest, I don't think it's too much different. Last week, just mentally, I was going to prepare like that, and getting all the reps and being able to get in those situations with the first team offense, and take those and just mentally be able to study like I was going to start the game all week really helped me. And so I don't see too much of a difference this week.
Did you think the play calling was conservative? Did you think last week? And are you looking forward to opening it up a little bit?
Well, we were just trying to do whatever we could to give our team an opportunity to win in the fourth quarter, and unfortunately we fell a little bit short, but we were trying to do the best thing that we could.
Tim, they don't defend the pass well. You want to sling it around a little more this week?
I want to do whatever works, and whatever's working at the time, and so it doesn't matter what that is. You know, I think that's what we'll try to do, and that's what we'll have to execute.
Tim, the coach Stoudemire said that they want to give you more stuff once they learn more about you. What do you think they still have to learn about you?
I don't know. I think those things you'll have to see probably in live reps. You know, how I handle different situations. You know, there's so many different situations that can come up in a football game, whether that's a 2-minute drill, that's a 4-minute drill, that's coming from behind, that's playing with a lead, and a lot of different situations like that. And I think that's just learning under fire as well.
Well, what do you think they'll learn about you this week when you know it's going to be you this Sunday?
You know, I don't know. I think some of the things, you know, they already know about me, that I love playing football. I'm going to do whatever it takes to try to succeed and help this team win and try to put points up on the scoreboard. And the rest, I think, we'll figure out together.
This is new for you, but it's probably new for a lot of guys in that the GM, next year's GM on this team may or may not be in this building. The head coach for next year probably isn't in the building. What does that do for you as a player as far as, you know, with these two games? Do you feel like you're on audition for whoever it is out there?
Well, I think always in the NFL, you're definitely, everything you do is an interview and it is an audition. So you always have to put your best foot forward and try to go out there and perform every day in practice and in the game. And I think, you know, I would try to do nothing less personally. But as far as the rest of that goes, I'm not going to worry about it because I can't control it. And there's no reason for me to worry about. The only things I need to worry about is getting ready for the Texans and trying to have a good week of practice. And, you know, that's the only thing I can control. That's the only thing I'm going to worry about.
Tim, people always talk about the difference between having to think about a play call when it comes in and just kind of knowing it instinctively. Where are you on that?
I think it depends on the play. I think some of it you know, is pretty instinctive for me now. I've done it a few times. I think some of it I'll still have to think about it. It doesn't take as long as it once did, but there's still a thought process there. And I think every day in practice, that's getting easier.
Eric was saying that he's trying to encourage you to maybe slide a little more. Are you taking that advice? Is that part of your nature? And also, can you survive with a run-first mentality?
You know, I try to be smart in every situation. Sometimes my competitive nature can get the better part of me, but you know, I try to be smart and you know, continuing to be on the field, I'll try to be even smarter to make good decisions with my body.
How difficult is it for you to tell yourself to stay in the pocket and go through your progressions rather than take off running?
I don't know that that's necessarily hard. I think there are certain opportunities when it's right to sit through and go through all your progressions, and there are certain times when we might say, you know, one of my progressions might be to run against a certain coverage. If we like that look, and might go to 1 to 2 to 3 to run and different things like that. So sometimes a run can be in the progression if we see the right coverage.
Did you learn something from that preseason game against Cincinnati when got your ribs banged up pretty good on that play?
I learned a lot of things in the preseason. I think I learned some things in that game. I think, you know, that was just part of my competitive nature coming out and trying to do whatever I could to get in that end zone. But I know there's also times to be smart as well.
Tim, Brandon Lloyd on Monday said that you commanded the huddle pretty well. Did you feel comfortable out there? Did you feel you had everybody's attention?
I did. I felt pretty comfortable out there. I think there's definitely, just from a leadership aspect and, you know, just being able to influence guys, I think there's definitely an opportunity to grow with that. It was my first time ever getting out there, and I think it went pretty good. I think there's definitely a long way to go as well, though.
Tim, what makes you a good leader?
You know, I think the first part about being a leader is that you know where you're trying to go, and if you're going to do whatever it takes to get there and you love doing it and you're enthusiastic about doing it, I think other people want to be involved with that. And I think other people want to be excited, and other people want to love it and be as passionate about it, and I think that helps as well.
When you looked at the tape, these live action reps, what did you think of your mechanics? Was it what you guys had?
I think some things had definitely improved. I think other things I still have to work on. And, you know, there are times in the pocket when my feet could have been a lot better. You know, sometimes my footwork in the running game could have been a lot better. My fakes afterwards, I could be a lot more polished. So there's a lot of things that I have to work on to improve. And, you know, that's starting now.
Tim, obviously there's been a lot of pressure, a lot of questions, a lot of work for you. Have you had time yet to sit back and say, golly, this is a lot of fun?
That's something that I always try to do. That's a good question, and it's something that needs to happen. Maybe not all the time, but you know, every now and then you do need to just sit back and realize how blessed you are and how blessed I am to be in this situation, playing for a great organization like the Denver Broncos, and to be a quarterback and to be able to fulfill my dream. And, you know, it is a lot of fun. And I love going out there, and playing that game Sunday was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed it.
Tim, I know there's no way you could have known this for sure, even out of crystal ball, but when Kyle was doing as well as he was in OTAs, and then you had Brady Quinn, who had a lot of experience playing in the NFL, former number one pick, your gut feeling, did you think you were going to play this year?
I didn't know. I thought you know, I need to go to work and try to get a lot better, and I didn't want to try to clutter my mind with thoughts of, well, maybe I will or maybe I won't, and that's only going to bog me down. But if I constantly just thought about how I need to get better and what I need to do to improve and how I can help this team, then it's going to keep my mind a lot more focused on what needs to happen and don't get bogged down with the what ifs and the stuff that I can't control.
They grade you down for the touchdown?
Do what?
They grade you down for the touchdown?
Yes, that was an MA. it was. Yeah.
Tim, it's evident you've got a pretty good grasp of all that's going on around you and all that's being said. You seem to be very well schooled in all this stuff. I'm wondering, since you've become a starter, it's magnified. And I'm wondering about the support you've gotten and you've felt, not just inside this building, but all across the country, and the criticism you've got and how you're dealing with all that.
Well, I think similar to how I have the last 4 or 5 years, and honestly, probably going back to high school for that matter, you know, I've had a great support group around me my whole life with siblings, close friends, mentors, and those people have always been very supportive of me. And then there's always been the naysayers, and there always will be. They were when I was a freshman in high school, and they told me I couldn't be a high school quarterback, and you know, that was my first dream, was to be a high school quarterback, and so then we just had to keep taking steps from that point on, and there's always going to be those naysayers, and there's always going to be those people that don't want me to succeed or don't think I can succeed, and I'm going to take that and use it as motivation. I always have, and I think I always will. I'm a very self-motivated person, but that just adds fuel onto the fire for me, and honestly, I'm going to use it as motivation because I think it'll help me to try to do even better.
Do you think some of the naysayers right now are not so much criticizing you, but hoping that it doesn't work out because Josh McDaniels picked you?
I don't know. I don't even necessarily think about it like that. I am very thankful for Coach McDaniels and his support of me and him believing me to draft me. And I think there will always be a great relationship there between me and Coach Josh. And I'm very thankful for him, and I always will be.
Did you talk to him after the game?
We text back and forth, yeah. He was very supportive, and I really appreciated that.
If they send in a running back draw this week, you can give the ball up?
Yes, I will.
Tim, what are your Christmas plans?
I actually have a lot of my family coming in for this game, and I'm very excited about that. Probably really won't be able to celebrate Christmas till maybe after the game, but it'll be a lot of fun to at least have them in a stand.
How many
families
coming in? What's coming in?
I think there's going to be about 16 Tebows here, so that'll be a lot.